Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, as I mentioned, almost a quarter of all household gas customers have fallen into arrears this year. This is according to new figures from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. The number of people falling behind on their gas bills increased from 20% to 23% in the first quarter of the year. Now, the CRU will appear today before an Oireachtas committee to face questioning about this and a number of other issues, including the status of the €50 refund owed to every household in the country after the ESB misapplied a large business subsidy scheme. Well, I'm joined now from our Dáil studio by Sinn Féin Senator and committee member Lynn Boylan. I'm also joined on the line by Tricia Keelty, who's head of social justice with the Society of St Vincent de Paul. First, Senator Boylan, to you, the chairperson of the CRU is Jim Gannon, and he'll appear before the Joint Committee on Environment and Climate Action. He'll be asked about these figures that I've just mentioned. Is this something you're concerned about, the arrears that we're hearing about for gas customers?
No, the figures are deeply concerning, but what is conspicuous about the opening statement of the CRU, and that's why I'm looking forward to questioning Mr. Gannon further, is that they don't have the full figures for the first quarter. So they're just the figures for January and February, which are already very alarming. But it is concerning that we're now into May and we still don't have the full quarterly figures. And it's something I've been calling for a long time now with the regulator, is that we need to have timely data so that we can track this and take early interventions before it gets completely out of hand. So we have been, myself and Darren O'Rourke, calling for the committee to use the Electricity Regulation Act to compel the CRU to release that quarterly data, but also to dig down into the numbers, because while we know the figures for the households in arrears, what we're not clear on is the number of self-disconnections, and that's where people are literally just turning off the gas because they can't afford to fall into arrears, or they're already in arrears, and we don't have those figures either from the CRU.
So what are you expecting to hear from the CRU today? Because we've already seen their opening statement where they say they're going to encourage more suppliers, providers to reduce prices.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think that the regulator, it's always concerning that they're not demanding more powers to actually take a more interventionist approach in the market like other regulators do. In some jurisdictions, regulators will have a cap on the default tariff. So people who can't shop around for one reason or another, it might be because of capacity issues. It might be older people who don't want to go on direct debit. In other countries, including in Britain, that's capped. So you're not penalised for not shopping around. There's a cap on what that loyalty tariff that they call it. So the regulator could take a far more proactive role in regulating the market and not just telling people to shop around.
Tricia Keelty, as I said, is with us from St Vincent de Paul. Tricia, thank you for joining us. What do you make of this latest data from the CRU, this increase in the number of people who are falling behind on their gas bills?
Good morning, Claire. Unfortunately, we're not surprised at this data. Taking our calls from the first quarter of this year, we saw a 20% increase in requests to help to our regional offices across the country, but a 50% increase in requests for help related to energy. And a lot of those calls were from households who had rather large gas bills, which they had no capacity to repay. So not only are we seeing more people in arrears, the level of debt is also very, very high.
Sorry to interrupt you, Tricia. What do you say to those people?
So obviously we can support people. We are working with suppliers in terms of hardship funds, but not every supplier has hardship funds in place. We can encourage people to get in touch with their supplier, make sure that they are availing of a payment plan. But really what we're seeing, given the levels of debt that they're so high, a payment plan for people on a low and fixed income may not be affordable if you have to pay 100 or more a week towards your debt. So debt relief is important, but also we want to see the CRU paying a more active role in terms of the regulation of affordability around payment plans, because it's really important that we see that.
What about the providers then? What are you asking the providers to do? You mentioned there that some of them don't have hardship funds.
So from our point of view, we want to see the wholesale drop in gas prices passed on to customers as soon as possible. We really need to see that brought into play. We also want to ensure that suppliers are working with customers to prevent disconnection. The moratorium was lifted on the 31st of March. Many people who had gas arrears or electricity arrears are now entering a debt collection process, and we need to ensure that no one is cut off from their supply, that all options are on the table. Even one disconnection is too much from our point of view. It is an essential service and has to be viewed as such.
Mm-hmm. Just when we look at the messaging from government on these supports, so let's take the disconnection moratorium, as you say, that's gone. The excise cut, that's going. The eviction ban is gone as well, which will affect and is affecting a lot of people. Are you putting pressure on now to reverse that thinking before the autumn and before we get into the budget cycle?
So from our point of view, there's a couple of things we can do. On the regulation side of things, we submitted 13 recommendations to the regulator 2 weeks ago in relation to this issue. And as I mentioned there, that's about the affordability of payment plans, ensuring people are on the lowest tariff available if they are in a debt collection process. And we also want to see greater regulation of the standing charge, because that is a fixed charge. So it has a disproportionate impact on people on low incomes. So looking at that as a way to alleviate some pressure on households would be really important. Mm-hmm. And I suppose then we really need to see the government start planning for next winter. The weather is warmer now, but that doesn't mean we don't have a big issue coming next winter. Even if prices do drop somewhat in autumn, households are still not going to be able to afford adequate heat and light, because energy poverty is not a new issue, and it's only going to get worse unless we ensure that there's income supports there for people as well.
So what I would expect that you're calling then for the reintroduction of the energy subvention, the €200 that came in three separate tranches.
What we would like to see is greater expansion of the fuel allowance. So at the moment, it doesn't reach all households who need it. What we would like to see is that extended to people in receipt of the working family payments. That would make a massive difference to those households who are working in low-paid jobs but can't afford to meet their energy needs. That would be a really important measure that the government could take, and we'd like to see that implemented. Okay. And I suppose
Sorry, Tricia, no, you're fine. I want to bring Lynn back in, because there's another issue which will be mentioned today at this Oireachtas hearing. This is the €50 refund, which people might remember. It's owed to every household in the country because the ESB misapplied a large business subsidy scheme. What is happening with that? What is the status of that refund as you understand it?
I'll come to that. Could I just come back in and just on one point, Claire, as well, just on the standing charge, because Sinn Féin is going to introduce legislation on that on Thursday, because it is a key area where even when people are reducing their usage, their bills are not going down because companies are increasing the standing charges. So it does need regulation. And also just the issue of the credits. The credits were for electricity. They didn't cover gas customers. So that's why that widening of the fuel allowance scheme is so important. But just on the €50 refund, what we asked for an update from the regulator, and what the it clear in from their opening statement now is that nobody's going to see it anytime soon. We still don't have the full figure for exactly how much money was overcharged. It could be anywhere between 50 million and 70 million. There's nothing in the opening statement about the, you know, the lessons to be learned. How did this mistake go unnoticed for 12 years? But it looks like we won't know any of that detail until August. And then whatever form of repayment is going to be applied, that won't come into place until the October tariff adjustments.
All right, well, let's see what emerges from that committee, which gets underway at 11. We'll bring you any updates that emerge. That's Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin Senator, and Tricia Keelty, who's Head of Social Justice at St Vincent de Paul.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, earlier on in the programme, I was speaking to Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan and also Tricia Keelty from the Society of St Vincent de Paul about the growing numbers of people who are in arrears on their gas bills. And we heard almost a quarter of households have fallen behind on their payments this year. Well, while we've been on air this morning, the Commissioners for the Regulation of Utilities have appeared before the Oireachtas Environment Committee. And the chair of the CRU, Jim Gannon, has told the committee that wholesale gas prices remain high. He's indicated that Irish customers may have to wait some time before any reductions are seen on their bills.
The recent reductions in wholesale gas and electricity prices are welcome, and we have seen recent announcements by some suppliers of price reductions in certain customer segments. However, it is important to note that the wholesale gas prices remain at over two times historic norms. Due to supplier hedging, the majority of customers were protected from the worst impacts of the volatility and extremely high prices of 2022, when wholesale gas prices peaked at 10 times the historic norms. However, the same hedging contracts and practices that protected customers can mean that the pass-through of wholesale gas reductions to the retail market are not seen for a period of time. While CRU notes that hedging practices are likely to be significantly different across suppliers, we continue to encourage all suppliers to reduce prices as soon as possible. We note recent coverage of Irish retail prices. Over the years leading up to 2021, Irish household electricity prices in the consumption bands most relevant to Ireland have been at or close to the euro area average. But the high wholesale gas prices noted above had a disproportionate impact on the Irish market. Peripheral energy markets such as Ireland, which have a higher dependency on gas in their power generation mix, as well as relatively lower levels of interconnection, were particularly hard hit by these higher gas prices.
Not much good news there from Jim Gannon, Chair of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, and no mention, now he may have mentioned it in, under questioning at another point at the committee, of the standing charge, because as we heard earlier from Lynn Boylan, people who have reduced their usage are still paying very high bills because of that standing charge. The Environment Committee hearing is ongoing at Leinster House.